Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Tyler. Can I start with your 16-digit reservation code?
Yes, 251104010014, 6223.
Perfect. Just give me 1 second to pull your file up here and then get the ball rolling there for you. Okay, is this, looks like Pura Home Care Incorporated, is that correct?
Yeah.
And am I speaking to Jose?
Yes.
Perfect, Jose. Are you the owner over there?
Yeah.
100% owner?
Yes.
Perfect.
I'm a sole proprietor.
Sole proprietor, okay. I'm just going to confirm some quick information there on the business, and then I can kind of answer any questions that you may have. Can you just confirm the billing address there for me real quick?
This is the 4222 South Rova Street, Visalia, California, 93277.
Okay. And then business classification, you said you were a proprietorship?
Yes.
Okay.
The home care business, yeah.
Okay. Okay. And then I have time in business since 2009. Is that correct?
2007.
Okay. And then a good phone number there is the 559-732-8629, the best number there for you?
No, I'll give you my cell phone.
Is it the 559-372-8489?
No, 303-80043.
I'm sorry, could you say that again? 303-8043. And what's the area code on that?
559.
Okay, perfect. So, you know, we do have many programs here. If you just kind of want to paint a picture of what you were looking to do, I can point you in the right direction.
Can I do a secured loan for 5 years, like $50,000? Can I do that?
So you're looking for some capital there?
Yeah.
Okay. You said you were looking for $50K?
Yeah.
Okay. What were you looking to use the capital there for?
Well, buy equipment, some office supplies.
Okay.
And improvement.
Okay. And what is it that you guys do over there for the business, like your basic operations?
We have patients there in the home. They visit us. So that's all about it. Then we take care of them. They are physically handicapped.
So you're basically like a home care facility. Is this for like injured people and elderly?
We have here in California, we are under Department of Social Services.
Okay.
And the name, and under the umbrella of Adult Residential Facility.
Okay, so you deal with adults?
Yeah, adults, from 18 to 59.
18
to 59. Under community care license.
Okay. Okay. We do both equipment financing and working capital. It sounds like based off, if you want to dive into some of the equipment you were looking to bring on, we might be able to get you on that program with its much more attractive terms there. Kind of sounds like that'll line up with you. What type of equipment there were you looking to bring on?
Some like beds, you know, all those supplies, you know.
Okay, I see. So, was there any, equipment there that you'd be using, or is this just kind of, like, supplies and inventory there that you're looking to stock up on?
Supplies and inventories, yeah.
Okay, and do you guys usually get a discount or anything like that if you buy it in bulk, or what's the reason there for wanting to stock up?
It's for bulk.
I'm sorry, you scratched out there. What was the reason there?
Bulk.
You just want to have it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Does it usually get a little bit busier for you guys around the winter time?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Well,
and
I just wanted to. They've been old, you know.
And when were you looking to bring this capital on? Was this something you needed within the next few days, few weeks, months?
Well, if you can help me in a few days or few weeks, that's good.
Okay, so as soon as possible, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And did you, I know you said 50K. Was that just a rough estimate there? Is there anything, you know, if we were to able to get you approved for more, was there anything else you were looking to do? What was the full scope there of what you were looking to do with the business?
Well, if in case, then I think that's only the thing that I don't need much. 50,000.
Okay. You know, have you taken out a working capital loan before, or are you familiar with the
No,
program?
this is my first time to hear from you guys.
Okay, so this is your first time dealing with this?
Yeah, from you
Okay.
guys.
Okay. I mean, have you dealt with other companies or businesses in the past with this, or is this all new to you though?
Yeah, I did.
Who have you
So
worked with in the
how it
past?
works? Tell me how it works with this one.
Yeah, so I mean, with the working capital, it's an unsecured cash loan. Terms are usually 1 to 2 years, and then we do monthly, daily, or weekly payment structures. It's just going to kind of depend what you were looking for. What kind of term length were you looking to do there between the 1 to 2 years?
So how about the like the 2 years? What
Okay.
would be the interest rate?
I'm sorry, what was that?
What would be the interest rate for 2 years or 3 years for the unsecured loan?
Yeah, on the unsecured, you know, I don't really have a rate on me right now, and you know, with all due respect, you don't really budget for a rate. You kind of budget for a payment. I can give you an idea with some rough numbers there on the 50K if you want me to run through that with you. Okay, so let's see here. You said you wanted to shoot for a 2-year term there.
Hold on. There's also a refi loan. What's that mean?
We do refinancing options there about halfway through the term length. So let's just say you get qualified for a 2-year term at about a year in. You can look at refinancing options to get additional capital at usually lower rates and longer terms. It's usually just you proving yourself that you can make the payments to us, and it just kind of opens up more doors for you down the road.
So is what's the difference on unsecured? Is it less interest rate or what?
On the equipment side, we do the secured loans with those. They're 2 to 5-year terms, so they're a little bit longer. Rates typically start in the mid-single digits, so they're a much more attractive program. But it would have to be like equipment that you'd be using for the business. If it was just kind of like supplies that you guys were stocking up for inventory, we couldn't get you approved on that side of the program. But with the working capital, it is based off your top line revenue. Do you know what you guys did in sales there last year for the business?
We do it. Yeah, I have like 60,000 and 80,000 on the other side.
So you guys did about 140K in sales? Okay. And so you're just looking to bring on some capital there to kind of just get ready for this winter season that's coming up? Okay. Well, I'd love to get you some answers here. You know, we do have to take credit into consideration there. It is more just to make sure you don't have any like tax liens or anything like that against you. How would you say your credit is? You know, good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
All good, because I pay my bills like 700 something like that.
Okay, that'll definitely help you out there. A little bit above average. That'll definitely help there with the approval process. But as far as getting the actual approval going, it's just three things that we need. It'll be a one-page application. I can send to you either email or fax. Did you guys file your 2015 taxes yet?
I do.
Okay, and then we would just need 6 months of your most recent bank statements. Do you guys take credit cards as payment there with the business?
Yeah.
You do. So do you have a merchant statement that you do, or a merchant account? Okay, so then we would just need 4 months of your merchant statements. But
I have a Chase Bank.
you have what?
Bank account. I have my Chase Bank.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, that'll help out with the approval.
Can you send me just send me what are the things that necessary to be done
Of
when I
course.
connect
What
to this bank? I'll
what's a
give you
good
my
email
email
there for?
address.
Yeah, what's a good email, Jose?
JosePira09@comcast.net.
JosePira09@comcast.net.
That,
Okay, and I have Jose JosePira is PIRA09@comcast.net. Perfect. I will get an email going right now that'll just list everything that I will need. Does this sound like everything that you have ready available? Well, you might need a day or two to get it all.
Yeah, not this week, though. I will do it next week because I'm busy.
Okay, okay. Well, I'll shoot that over so you have it on file and follow up with you tomorrow just to make sure you received it and had any questions. And then as soon as you can get that over to me next week, we can get the ball rolling on an approval for you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Jose. It was good talking to you. We'll be in touch.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.